With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Roughly 70 American trading partners will face higher tariffs. The BBC's David Willis says a presidential executive order has been signed, the higher tariffs to take effect next Thursday.
Everything from 50% in the case of Brazil to 15% for Japan, South Korea, and the European Union, 40 to 41% for Syria, Laos, and Myanmar. And the White House is portraying this all as a sign of Donald Trump's negotiating skills, making the point that these tariffs are already yielding billions of dollars in revenue for the U.S. coffers.
The president has put tariff hikes on Mexico and China on hold for now. But levies on imports from Canada rise from 25 to 35%. The Senate has started working on a 2026 budget bill that, for the first time in decades, includes no money for NPR and PBS.
The Appropriations Committee has begun its work on an annual bill funding the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education, which in the past has included funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That funding was a target of a recent rescission bill that clawed back some previously approved monies. Committee member Democrat Patty Murray called it shameful, but many Republicans favor the cuts, long accusing NPR and PBS of political bias in favor of the Democrats. Biden reporting.
Powerful storms that lashed the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast last night flooded roads and homes, delayed or canceled thousands of flights, and cut power to utility customers. A 13-year-old Maryland boy died after being swept away by floodwaters. The July jobs report comes out this morning. Analysts expect it to show a slowdown in hiring. And Dow futures down more than 400 points. This is SRN News. Americans can't agree on the facts.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. Launched in 2024, the program comes at a time when many voters worry over high child care expenses. Backed by a mix of state, local, and charity money, RX Kids gives mothers of newborns up to $7,500. This is SRN News. Fireflies are lighting up the night even more than usual this summer.
But scientists say the lightning bugs are still on the decline. A wet spring may have created the ideal conditions for young fireflies to grow into adulthood and set the summer nights aglow. While evenings may seem a little brighter this summer, the bugs are actually waning at a faster rate than ever before. But experts say to look out for the fireflies, turn off the lights, and avoid spraying front lawns with insecticides. Jason Walker reporting.
Arkansas authorities say 28-year-old teacher Andrew McGann has confessed to fatally stabbing a couple in Devil's Den State Park. The victims were walking with their two young daughters at the time. McGann has been charged with two counts of capital murder. He's been jailed without bond. More details at SRNNews.com.